Blog Talk Radio.
This queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
Well, it is a absolutely beautiful, bright, sun-shining day here where I am. I would like to say peace to the gods and the goddesses. I am Sunetra Menkarays, and I will be hosting this morning's Omnirays broadcast. I always like to open up by acknowledging the Creator. In the name and the power of Amun, the Amun God beings, we trust. We, the solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move forward on into the future, and we have our being and we are free. That is a very necessary thing for me to do. As it pertains to my journey and my ultra standing and where I am as I come into those things that resonate with me and who I am. I acknowledge the Creator. I acknowledge the Creator because it sets a vibration. It puts things in motion as it pertains to the direction that I so desire my thoughts to go. It helps me to elevate. It helps me to evolve. It helps me to receive those things that I know are what are necessary for me in my desire to transform and evolve. Now, the topic today, evolving mind, body, and soul, I am all three in one, which is the title. That came about through a lot of, that title came about because of the God building that I have been so appreciative to be a part of over these last few weeks. I have some brothers and sisters I have to really appreciate for all that they have brought into my life as it relates to things that spark something in my mind to help better me and better understand who I am and how I'm processing things. I know for myself, most times when I am thinking on thoughts, I do pretty good by myself. I allow my mind to be able to build on those things that are coming up from the depths of my soul, how it is that I am thinking thoughts as it relates to what's on my mind, what's on my heart. And when I'm looking at myself, I look at myself as I am so desiring to become. I look at myself as it relates to those things that I have come through. And I didn't necessarily acknowledge the fact until it was that I was in a very, very beautiful God build with a dear, beloved sister of mine. And we were vibing experiences that we are in and those experiences that we are coming through and where it is that we may need a breakthrough so that we can come through what it is that we have come from and not be stuck. I kind of put that, you know, how it relates to how I'm processing the thought right now. You know, there was so much that has gone into the God building that I have been involved in this past week. It is just phenomenal. It's something that I call to myself. It's something that I receive. And I receive it with a well-being that says, in everything that is everything, everything that I receive from me, it's all good for me as it pertains to me. Every single thing that resonates with me does not resonate with everyone else. When it was that I was in a vibe with this beautiful sister, and in that vibe, I was reminded about the source as it relates to who it is that I acknowledge and what resonates for me as the source of everything. Yes, I attach a name to the source of everything. And, you know, for those of you who have become familiar with me, you know that the name that I attach to the source of all things would be Amen. And I know some people, you know, they have issues with attachments. I do myself. I sincerely do. However, sometimes it's about keeping things as simple as you can possibly name them. So, in other words to say, as it relates to the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, the God Force, I call that in the name of Amen. That's just to keep it really, you know, simple. Now, When I had this God build with this beloved goddess, in that God build, the higher thought, as it relates to a spark in my mind that came to me when we were in our sharing, the thought came to me something that I had already been exposed to before. And what the thought was, the thought pertained to the source. A lot of us have asked questions of ourselves, you know, who is God, you know? Who is God to us? Or is this God that's being presented to me really God? Some of us don't even ask the question. We just receive that God that has been given to us, you know, has been handed to us according to what circumstances or what family or what the generations before us were found, you know, calling the name of God. You know, most of us are born into what it is that our parents are acknowledging as the God force. Now, let's define God if some of us have not already done so. The word God itself is defined as one having power and force. That's all the term God really means. And that definition in itself can be expressed, it can be tapped into, tuned into, dissected, you know, so many different ways. But the term itself, God, can relate to any and everything that has power and force. Okay? And like I would like to acknowledge the fact that that's where it is that I am. You know, there's always someone who's going to be more highly evolved as, you know, what it is that someone would define something to be. In someone else's mind, they may have to subtract from that. And in someone else's mind, they may have to add to. Now, in that build, going back to that conversation that sparked for me, when I had the thought as it pertained to what it is that I had already known, that we do have a origin. All things have a origin. Some people want to deal with the different philosophies as they pertain to, you know, how it is that scientists have come to acknowledge how creation came about. Some would prefer to, you know, just go into a book and read it and accept that, you know, whether it be at face value or whether they want to contemplate the thought that's being presented to them even deeper. In the mind, when you are dealing with God, most people are also dealing with those things that pertain to God. And the thing that pertains most to God in my mind as it relates to origin and creation. And how is it that God came to be? And how is it that this God relates to me? And who am I in position and or in relationship to this being? When it was that I was in that conversation, because I have asked the question, I asked the question, because it had been presented. It's been presented whether we speak it or we don't speak it, or someone just is making us thinking that thought, and you catch that thought as it is out there on the airwaves in the universe? Who is God, and who am I? Who am I truly? Now, that's something that each and every mind, each and every soul, each and every body, those things are defined by yourself. Nothing or no one knows the innermost thoughts of the next created thing or the next being or the next soul or the next mind. No one knows. You can't be with any one thing at every minute, second, and hour of a day. However, what you can do is go into yourself and go into your own mind and go into your own body and deal with those things as they relate and or pertain to your own soul. When I thought about the origin of God and the origin of Amen, I had come through a school of learning where it spoke to triple womb of darkness as it related to how it is that the origin of thought came to be. Now, when we are dealing with those things that are, you know, someone may call someone's opinion, that's okay. Anything that someone wants to say is the next person's opinion or their thought, that in truth is okay. That's all good. Because at the end of the day, those things that you share, those thoughts that you share with others, those things that do not resonate with you, they just simply do not. Either you are on the giving end of something, or you are on the receiving end of something, and it is your choice. You make that choice from who you are to be a receiver of that or not to receive. When I went through this one particular experience, and the thought was introduced to me as it came to thought manifesting itself, that made sense to me. That held a logic to my mind that I could comprehend. That resonated with me. Because thought is something that can be manifested, but the origin of thought, you cannot see. You can pick up on a thought, or you can listen to a thought, or you can receive a thought, or you can reject a thought. No matter how you deal with a particular thought, the thought still is, no matter how you relate to it. So, when it came to me as it sparked in my mind as a book of remembrance as it pertained to the thought manifesting itself, and the thought was the manifestation of the desire of soul to be. Some of us are very aware that we currently reside in a physical house, a physical body. It's also called our temple. But this is a house body temple. I even like to use the term earth suit. A solar being shared that term with me, and I just like the way that it sounds. It resonates with me because the earth suit is with what the soul goes into so that it can manifest physical things. The earth suit, the body, the house, the temple, is just a physical structure. Now, in trying to keep this thought simple, with the thought having a desire to manifest itself into a soul that would also continue to move onward and forward as it pertained to the future of that thought and the manifestation of not just that particular thought to manifest itself into a soul, but to keep moving onward and forward in a continuous motion and alignment with that thought of what it was that it desired to become. A lot of us have dealt with in, you know, particular times in our lives where it was by choice or not by choice, where we had to spend our time alone. So we all know what it is like to be alone, you know, and some also, you know, like to take it a step further as it relates to being, you know, claiming to be lonely. I've been there too. I know what it's like to be alone. I know what it's like to claim to be lonely, but I know what it's like to love that time where I am by myself, with myself, by myself, and of myself. You know, I just, you know, take that time out or take that time in to go in, because that's just how I better work with myself. I have to go in to my inner self to do that inner work. And when I am done with that, I want to interact. I want to get those things from those solar beings who are likened unto myself, who also do the same things and who are thinking the same thought and who have become in a never-ending soul journey and soul search to be aligned with who it is that they are and or their source or however they choose to define it. Each and every one of us have come to where it is that we are either going to choose to be or we're going to choose not to be. You know, like that old, you know, Shakespeare, you know, term. It was just funny. You know, the thought just came to mind. To be or not to be, you know, that is the question. And in truth, that is. That's also the reality. Because at the end of the day, you choose to be one way or another. Now, I'm going to try to take my thought back to where I was as it related to the thought that manifested itself out of that which always was, that evolved that thought evolved out of that which always was, and that thought had a desire to become a soul. And in that soul birthed the thought of light. And that soul also manifested of itself a physical body. That physical body, through the light that it had received from the soul, that came from the thought, that goes back to everything that ever was, that went into the thought. And the soul, and the soul that went into that body, everything that is. Like Lauryn Hill says, everything is everything. That is correct. And I think that's going to be my, you know, my top of the hour song. Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything, is going to be coming right back up. Because I'm on the roll with this, and I am vibing with this. And we are going to continue moving onward and forward with the thought that manifested the soul, that became the body, so that it can manifest all the things that we see physical. Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything.
We'll touch that dream.
Come slow and not at all.
They come slow.
Everything is everything.
After winter. After winter. Comes spring.
Must come spring.
Change comes eventually.
Change comes eventually.
La, 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 la. Everything is everything.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, I really did enjoy that vibe with, you know, the goddess, the soul, you know, the solar being, Lauryn Hill. Particular song takes me to where those things that resonate with my mind as it does pertain to the all in all. And everything being everything. I know that might sound kind of like, okay, that's kind of weird and kooky. Yeah, you want to vibe with that? You know, that's cool. You know, however, I mean, you know, what are you really talking about? Now, for me, in my ultra standing of how it is that I have been progressing, I'm going through something as to my mind's thought and my own evolution and my own transformation, and I am loving it. I am loving ultra-standing who it is that I am as a solar being, because when I understand myself outside of who it is that is a external force that is trying to define me, I'm cool with everything and anything that everybody else wants to be and who they are. You know, it's just a part of awakening to oneself. When we are in a place that we are just totally vibing and cool with our own energy. And I don't care what it is that somebody says or what it is that they do or how it is that they want to act. When you find yourself in a place where you acknowledge the fact that in us we have the possibility of any and everything. Now, going back to the thought as it relates to the all within all, the everything that always was, that manifested itself in the thought that manifested itself into a soul that decided that it was going to be. That soul that became that solar being put itself in a physical body. Now, the thought can be related to the mind, okay? Now, the everything that everything that ever was, you know, is related to the physical body that is a womb. Whether it is defined or undefined, it just is. Now, for those of us who know that besides this physical body, you also have other bodies that have been defined as your astral body. But that's something that you have to use your mind power with. You can't have a mind power. You can't have an astral body without being conscious of that, and also a ethereal body, which is just an invisible body, not a physical body. That is the soul, and you can go on up and out as it relates to inner and outer thoughts, and build on that, because there is a lot more that others who are vibrant, you know, who, you know, when I come across them, I'm looking forward to the share, because even though everything is everything and all is within all, it does not mean that we are aware of all things. Our souls came here to be able to take in as much as we so desire to know, learn, and experience. And, you know, it is limited because once you put yourself in this particular physical body, which is not a immortal body, this is a mortal body. This body has a beginning and it has a end, because it is birthed into a blood and flesh and bone, you know, it's going to return to the, you know, the blood and the flesh and the bone, you know, and the nothingness that it came from. But in the demise of this body that we need here to live on this earth, that's why I like the term earth suit. It does not mean that you have a demise of the soul. You still have your solar being. Okay, so going back to the all in all that is the everything that manifested the thought, that manifested the soul, that manifested the solar being that became a manifestation of desiring to be, that became a actual body. It became a body. And in its becoming a body and in being alone, because if we go back, you know, that I did touch on, you know, that being alone, or that, you know, being by oneself, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It is what it is. And you define being alone how you choose to define it. Being alone is defined by the describer. If you want to define it as being negative, you know, you can do that. But if you want to define it as being positive, you can do that too. It's all about how it is that you define what it is it means to you. Because it doesn't have to mean the same to the next being. It could be a positive for them. It could be a negative for you. Or it could be a positive for you and a negative for them. You know? So in the solar being that manifested itself, it desired that it have a companion. It desired that it have a mate. It desired that it was able to simply interact with itself. Now, because the universe, everything that ever was, had the womb in it, whether it be on whatever dimension or level that we want to call it, astral, ethereal, you know, invisible, whatever, you know. I can go on and up the different levels, but I don't choose to. I'm just leave it right there. Whoever else knows more, they can add to it or take away from it. It's all good. Now, in that desire to manifest a being that the solar being could interact with, the second self was created, the physical manifestation of that womb. That solar being is what I define as the Amen. And that Amen created a womb being, which would be a being that was able to interact with the Amen, the thought, which had everything in it, male, female, good, bad, positive, negative, high, low, in, out, everything that you can imagine that is a polarity unto itself exist in Amen. And people may not want to accept that, you know, and the thought, you know, that I had to even mention that, I don't want to take it away from my vibe, because at the same time, if it's not accepted, it is accepted. It resonates with someone. Because we are everything that is in everything. We either choose to accept or we choose not to accept or deny or whatever the case may be. So, with the manifestation of the Amen God being manifesting itself from a solar being, from a thought, from everything and all, within all things that is, you know, was that triple womb of darkness, or you could call it quadruple, or you could call it, you know, five times, six times, seven times darkness, whatever. You know, I just choose to say triple, because most things that are in nature equate to the number three, and I'll get into that. I'm sure Amen will allow, because I'm pretty much gauging this time pretty good here. So, as it relates to that womb being, had that physical womb, and the thought that was in the Amen being that created another Amen being that also created another being was the men and women, because the interaction of the Amen being was transmitted and received by the womb being, who is also the Amen being, and they together conceived or made manifest from the womb, and or it does not even have to be physical. Because everything that is everything as it relates to everything on all levels does not have to be physical as it pertains to the outer realms and those things that are manifesting from a thought. But this is where we're coming to, you know, the creation of physical beings. So we have the Amen being that came, you know, that was the original solar being. And I have been saying unisex being, but I think that was kind of throwing off the thought of those who could receive that, because it just does not pertain to one sex. It pertains to all things, whether it be sex, whether it be thought, whether it be mind, body, and soul. It pertains to all those things that we are, body and soul. Not just a unisex having a man and a woman in it, but a man and a woman and a mind and a body and a soul. That is a solar being. So the solar being interacted with the womb solar being, and they begat, and I know they say, you know, God does not beget, and nor is he begotten. Well, that is true. If you don't exist in the first place, like an entity or a spirit unknown, it is the truth that you cannot beget, because you don't even exist. You are a construct, or a image, or something that is a fragmented imagination of someone's mind. And I know I kind of got off track with that, but, you know, I'm going to go back. Now, with the solar being, the Amen, and the solar being, the Amen with the womb, creating the first men and women. And that first man and woman also came together, and they were able to come together as it relates to the manifestation of the mating process, the men or the man and the woman or the woman came together, and they were able to come together and fit together as one and have that course that would relate to the physical being or the body makeup, which skips us way, way, way past a whole lot as it relates to the evolution, because the solar being, as the womb being, was created with all the necessary things that were needed for the physical makeup to make that manifestation of that man and that woman. With the coming together of that man and woman, they were able to procreate. They were able to create that child. Now, with that child, we have those things as it relates to a man, a woman, and a child. Those are three beings. And those are three beings that are separate beings, but they are also the same in a lot of aspects of their chemical makeup, their physical makeup. Not necessarily the anatomy, because we know that the anatomy of a man is far different from the anatomy of a woman. And the anatomy of a child is different from the anatomy of a baby. When a baby comes here, it has to grow, and it transforms in the progression of its growth into a child. And a child goes through its different stages of adolescence, pre-adolescence, and then adolescence, and into young man and womanhood, until it is then transformed into, you know, from a child, whether it be the anatomy of a man or a man or a woman child, until it becomes a grown, a full grown man and woman. And then as it gets older, it starts on its progression as this physical human body, this mortal body, goes into its decline. It goes into the cycle of things as it relates to the mortal human being. Now, with the men and the women and the coming together, that was the beginning of solving the solar being's desire to be able to interact. That was the formation and the forming of a God family. Because we already defined earlier that God simply means power and force. And it does take power, and it does take force, and it does take awareness of your mind, where your thought stems from. Or the thought is what is, you know, what we like to call, you know, our, you know, thinking, you know, and they put it in the house of the mind. You also have in the mind, they say, you know, you have the heart of the mind. And the mind itself is where it is that most people commonly associate where it is that our thoughts come from. And it can be, you know, associated or related to, you know, that of a, you know, a womb, because, though, you know, that's where things are created. And in that creation, on however level that the solar being was able to manifest itself, in the origin of things, that became the manifestation of the immortal. As it relates to those things that are all within all, those things cannot die. Those things are not limited. Those things, as it relates to the all within all that always has been and always will be, is a immortality. It always will be. Because the power and the force that really equates to the energy that is the manifestation of all things, it simply is. It cannot be destroyed. Energy is something that cannot be destroyed. It just transforms. Energy is that which is all things, that just transforms however it is that that energy decides that it wants to be. Like it says, you know, in the in one of the books, you know, and the Word was with God, and the Word of God became flesh. That's a part of thought, because you can't have thoughts without applying a language to it, or a communication, whether it be bleep, 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 or ah, or a word. No matter what the code is, it still has the ability to manifest that which it desires to be. It doesn't have to be English. It could be whatever the communication is. And in that ultra standing of seeking as a truth seeker, because things do not always resonate with you or me or I or us. And if it's something that does not resonate with you, it simply does not resonate. It does not mean that it may not resonate later. If I look at, you know, a child or a baby, or a man, a full-grown man and woman, things that resonate, or that a child that a grown man and woman is able to receive, a child can't receive that because they don't have the necessary tools to work with. They have not developed. They don't know how to interact with those things that are affecting their senses, you know, and their sensibilities, and they have not come into really defining what is logical to them in their mind. You know, a baby is a baby, a full-grown man and woman is a full-grown man and woman. And the baby progresses in degree after degree after degree to become that which it will be. A part, hopefully, you know, a beautiful part of its family. When I heard how the degrees as it pertains to a family is applied, it is applied this way. The degrees of a family start with 0 to 120 degrees. The 120 degrees is that baby or that child. The 120 Degrees is also that woman. And the 120 Degrees is also that man. And the 120 Degrees of each one times 3 equals the 360 Degrees, which is a complete circle. Now, that complete circle doesn't come about as it relates to a family unless it starts that way. All families don't start off that way. You know, in most cases, as it relates to the society that we are in, a woman may be, you know, allow herself to become, you know, impregnated. And I have to say allow, because as a woman, you should know those things, you know, whether you use some form of protection or you're using some form of rhythm method, you know, when you are conscious of what you're doing, you choose to become impregnated or you choose not to. You know, it's children, you know, or people who are not responsible who lay down and have children irresponsibly without any thought. And then, you know, you are, you know, going to be a product of that which you do. I wanted to keep in line with the thought as it relates to God family building. When you have a woman who allows herself to become pregnant and then she has a child, you have those degrees or the dynamics between a mother and a child. A family still is, but it's not the complete family unless that man is present, that 120 degrees that will make it a complete circle. You have two-thirds of a circle, or you have two-thirds of the degrees. You know, you got 240 when you have a woman and a child, but you have the full circle, the completeness of what it is that a family can become when you have all those things together. The 120 of the man, the 120, you know, of the woman, and the 120 of the child. That makes it a complete family. Now, as it relates to a child who is born into the world and the mother does not want that child, of course somebody or someone or some entity or some organization is going to have to raise that child. But that child may or may not connect with that organization or that couple or whoever it is that's raising that child. There may be a disconnect, because you could take a child that a mother chose to give up and that child not have the same direct bloodline or the same direct connection with who it is that that child was placed with. For you have a being that is operating and functioning in truth, mind, body, and soul-wise by itself, because it's not connected. I mean, you know, it may be in a association with, but that don't make it connected. What I'm going to have to do, God families, I'm going to have to take a call, because it keeps coming through. And I will be right back. Have to take this call. Be right back.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte. Uno es todo, ¿comprende?
If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me?
La, 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 la.
And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8,
All right. That was a good choice of song. That was Jill Scott one. And that just puts, you know, some thought on the mind. One moment. Now, when I myself came to resonate with those things that were helping me to be in a alignment with the source of my soul, that soul that had to come from some place. And because that soul had to come from some place, I had to go on a journey towards that. And I know it may be something that someone who may be on the outside, you know, listening, you know, it may be something that they don't quite get, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is that you get what you get, what is necessary for you to get. We're not all going to arrive at the same place at the same time. We didn't come here that way. We came here at the time that we came here, on whatever date that was, whatever hour that was, whether it was in the morning or the evening, on a particular minute and second, we emerged from that womb all at different times. So we're going to get things differently, and we're going to get what we need to get for ourselves when we get it. I know for myself, when I started out on my journey, I came across so many things as it related to knowledge that were all simply just pieces to my puzzle of who it is that I am. And because I had to recognize what it is that I came here for, it had to be okay with me as it relates to what it is that anybody else came here for, because there are infinite possibilities as it relates to who it is that you can come and who it is that you will be. Some people do not have a desire, you know, to know. They are content. And this is a part of the God building, you know, that has been coming out, you know, with those God brothers and sisters, you know, that I have been, you know, in a time and place with for however long I am there, you know, until it is that I am gone and I've moved on, whenever that time may be. Because those things that are going to be are going to be, and those things that are not meant to be are not going to continue to be. Like the goddess says, you know, she says, you know that you are not somewhere when you're just not there anymore. And I think, you know, now that I'm saying it, you know, she says it in a different way. Like, you know, big ups to the goddess, you know, Oracle, big ups to the God, Brother Jehu, and all and sister journey. You know, Brother Ta, Goddess V, Goddess Kaja, you know, you continue on your journey. I myself, when I came into how it was that I desired to be as a solar being, and knowing that everything is everything, all was within all, there is no need anymore for a focus outside of those things that are going to evolve me into who it is that I so desire to transform myself as a Amen solar being. That's what my soul speaks to me. My soul speaks to me of the Amen God beings. And I don't have to make any excuses for that, to convince anybody of that. And if it does not resonate with them, so be it. That's okay. If we cannot build on that as it relates to who it is that I know that I am and what it is that I desire to be and who it is that complements me in my desire to be, then every possibility to who anybody outside of myself is and who they are, and that's okay. With the awesome building that I have come through, I have to always be appreciative of those things that help me become more of me. I have to always be in appreciation for every experience that I come through. I have to always choose to interact with that are evolving, building, transforming, growing, uplifting, and who are seeking each other. And I came through that in that number of the 144,000 from my connection to my bloodline. And yes, it's a declaration and it is a affirmation, because I know better than allowing someone to define and defame me based upon what it is that they think that I am, because you cannot know a being because you are not them. You are not their soul. You are not in their mind. You don't know their body that way. You are a observer as it pertains to anybody else. You are simply a observer. Now, yourself, you know, to be interacted with on whatever level the case may be. It can be all things. It could be everything, or it could be nothing. It's just that simple. You know, things are really so much simpler than what we make them out to be. And that's why they have that saying, you know, in some cases, you know, the truth is stranger than fiction, because people will choose to believe something that is not the truth, and they don't even know where it comes from. They will fight the truth, and the truth will be running around chasing after a well-dressed lie until the end of days, because you could take a lie, you could easily dress it up. That's why you have so many authors of books. You have so many opinions and philosophies, and people take them at face value, but they don't go into the motive and they don't go into the intent of why this particular book or philosophy or thought and or those things that manifested from it, whether it be a church or a religion or a organization. Things all come from the manifestation of someone's mind. But before that thought can be manifested, it also had to come from something that either had a soul or a spirit and or a energy attached. And that's something that I am going to be vibing with, you know, the energy of things, the electrical light and understanding of things, that electricity, you know, that power, that force, that is, however it is that someone decides to define themselves, and where it is that they find themselves on their different path, on their journey, you know, on their, whatever it is that you choose to call it, you know, your mission. I know for myself, I interchange journey and mission all the time. Because to me, what resonates with me more so is my journey, because my journey is something that I know I'm always going to be on by myself as it relates to who I am and where I see myself in the future, who it is that I know I'm going to be because of what I am doing today. What I'm doing today is laying the foundation of who it is that I shall be tomorrow. My thoughts today, as it pertains to my body and my soul and how I interact with them on the levels that I am conscious of, that I am interacting with them, is a part of my journey and my transformation that is in alignment with the God that I am connected to. And I know only of myself. I don't know of anyone else. I only know of myself that I'm going to be on that journey, because that is how I define me. And in that definition of defining yourself and knowing that you have to be conscious of your own mind awareness, your own body awareness, your own soul awareness, you choose who you interact with. And that's what I choose to do. I choose to interact with like minds, like bodies, and like souls who know that they are connected to Amen and it's all good with them. They know that they are a part of that God body and that God family and it's all good with them. They just know. It just resonates. That's who it is that they are. So with that, God family, I would like to say thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy day to come and listen in on the Amina Rays broadcast. There will be some changes that I'll be making, and I'll be announcing them as it relates to the times and when it is that I'm hoping that I will be allowed, you know, by Amen. As I acknowledge Amen in opening, I am Sunetra Menkarays, and I acknowledge Amen in my closing. In the name and the power of the Amen, of the Amen God beings, the Amen God family of beings, we trust, we the solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move forward on into the future. We have our being, and we are free. Peace to the gods and goddesses.
Let's make room for each other and let love have its way. Having your fill of its wonder, but never hold on too tight, and you might win. Hey, you might win. You might win.